As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Well, thank you very much. Not here for applause. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Lynn Rowe in the house. How you doing there, Lenny?
I'm doing well.
Everything's good in the hood.
So far, so good.
Got a lot to talk about today. Number one is we are complainers way too much. I'll tell you more about that in a second. We're learning a lot about estate planning lately. Muddy Waters. You got some good Muddy Waters stuff there, Curtis? All right. Battle over Muddy Waters estate rages on 35 years after his death.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we talk about this all the time, whether it's Prince or whether it's Michael Jackson or pick any of the stars. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, multiply that times 1,000, and it happens in real life even for small estates, because once you're gone, people fight over your money.
Yep.
And it's people that you least expect.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll maybe get a chance to talk about that in estate planning with Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. 72% of older workers worry they'll never collect Social Security. Are they right? No, they are not right. I'll get a chance, hopefully, to explain that. Some perspective on investing advice. I picked this article, Lynn, because this was really interesting. You actually hired me. That was really nice of you to hire me to do some consulting with you.
And I begged you.
Your friend, Janine. Well, I don't do this for everyone, although I did do it for my pal Cliff on Saturday morning.
Yeah,
he's on the East, and we've been, like, texting and emailing for, like, the last 6 months. And he had his mom died, then his... Ooh. Wife's mom died, all of them.
Geez.
Anyway, and then I was gone, and he's gone. We finally connected on a Saturday morning. I said, 8 o'clock. Well, at 5 a.m., my phone rang.
Okay.
He's on the East. I meant Pacific, Cliff. Anyway, good guy. And I get a chance to talk a little bit about that at some later date. Don't worry, Cliff. I will not out you. But it was very interesting, because a lot of the questions that I get from you, you're like Mueller. You got all these 40 questions that you ask people.
As a friend of mine said, I think around corners.
Yeah, that's good. But I start today with this. We're just a bunch of complainers. Sit back, folks. Relax. Sit back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program. He was too busy looking up Muddy Waters.
Yeah, cue the music here. Okay.
I read this and I said, you know what? This is really, really good. Retirees who think prior generations had it better than today's most likely don't realize just how good they've got it. We complain, I know I do, every day about the politics and everything that's going on and Iran deals and North Korea and Obama versus Bush versus Trump versus Comey and all this stuff, and we're consumed with it. And a lot of this is the 24-hour news cycle and cable news and fake news and media and all this stuff, and it distorts reality in a lot of situations. Last hour, I talked about the fact that we watch television on average 3 hours per day, and it costs us 2.5 years of our life sedentary lifestyle. And I'm guilty of it, too. Yeah. You are, too, because I know you text me at 10 o'clock at night, and you're saying, are you watching so-and-so?
I've got it on the iPad or the phone while I'm working.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, me too. I'm doing my show prep in my, recliner chair watching television at 10 o'clock at night, catching up on the news.
Yep.
I think that qualifies as still being a lazy butt, but that's a different story. So here's the deal. So United Income does this study, the state of retirees, how longer lives have changed retirement. Here's what they found out. The average remaining life expectancy for 60-year-olds has increased by almost 9 years since 1900. We knew that. This means that many of today's retirees would no longer be alive if they lived the average lifespan of prior generations. That's a little bit better, I think, but there's more. In addition to longer lives, 62% of current retirees are without physical or cognitive limitations, an increase of 25% since 1963. But you still need to insure against that, Lynn will remind you. That I'm sure of. Almost 3 out of 4 of today's retirees report they have no difficulty walking 1/4 of a mile and that they're in good or excellent health. That's great news, isn't it? The percentage of retirees who are living on the equivalent of the minimum wage has dropped from 28% in 1989 to just 15% in 2016. So when you hear about these retirement crises and all the problems that we have them. There's no question about it. But they are affecting a more minuscule percentage of the population. And that is a good thing. It's a good thing. Now, there's a whole lot of bad stuff going on. And a lot of this has to do with government programs and so forth that's bankrupting our grandchildren. I get that. But retirees today and individuals today are in a lot better shape than they were 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. So there's no reason to complain. The median amount of wealth held by retirees expressed in 2016 dollars has increased from $134,009 to $206,000, an increase of more than 50%. Not bad, huh? The average wealth has increased even more, from $359,089 to $752,000, an increase of more than 100%. So when I hear this wah, wah, wah stuff all the time, and I'm telling you, it comes from your industry and my former industry, because a lot of them want to play the scare tactics.
Of course.
They want to scare the bejeebers out of you, thinking you're going to be eating dog food, when if they really did their homework, they would find out that most people are in better shape than they think, or many people, I should say, are in better shape than they think, or their advisors think. And a lot of it does have to do with spending post-retirement, as we have discussed many times. Here's even more good news. The average monthly Social Security benefit was $29 in 1950 per month. Now, adjusted for inflation, today that's about $250. That's it. That's all people had from the Social Security system back then. The equivalent of living on $250 today? Wow. In 2018, the average benefit for Social Security is about $1,300. That's significant. Was that 5 times more? In addition to bigger Social Security checks, current retirees are also benefiting when it comes to health care coverage. See, all this Obamacare discussions and, it's all important. It's all important. But on relative terms, our healthcare system is in pretty good shape. And I still know a lot of people from Canada want to go to the Mayo Clinic. Happens all the time. People fly over here from, you know, Britain and Ireland and you name it. Mm-hmm. Before 1965, retirees had to pay for medical care out of pocket. And health care facilities were much more limited compared to today. Medicare was introduced in 1965, representing a significant positive contribution to the financial and physical health of Americans 65 and older. Whether you like it or not, the Medicare system is and has been saving lives since 1965. It gives people long-term care, even if you don't do the supplement and all that stuff. I mean, I had, if you can believe this, my very first colonoscopy. They've been bugging me for like 15 years to get one. I finally did.
And?
It wasn't nearly as bad as I thought.
That's what I've heard.
You know, I closed my eyes, went to sleep, woke up. Next thing you know, I was singing soprano.
Oh, stop.
okay, so if you want to complain, don't come here because we're not going to put up with it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I could complain every day. In fact, my wife tells me, you're just a complainer. Well, I made a vow after having read this, but I'm not going to complain no more.
You never let us whine.
Nope. All right. Warren Buffett, I would easily choose stocks over bonds, and stocks are not in a bubble. He said that at his annual meeting. Of course, he says that every year at his annual meeting. And the guys earned a return of something like 20% a year for the past 25, 30 years. So if he thinks things are okay, then things are okay. But here's the problem. You've got to manage, not your money. No. The money will manage itself. You need to manage you. And I'm going to talk with Lynn Rowe about that when we come back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Program.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help.
That's 800-716-4650.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
That's Muddy Waters. You know, the Rolling Stones. This guy, he influenced so many rock and roll bands. It was just incredible. I was watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the other night. It was really, really fun. I was watching the Cars. And when I did the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp about 15 years ago, I was hanging out with, Elliot Eastwood? Elliot something or other. Yeah, from the Cars. What's his last name? East something or other. Anyway, he's a left-handed guitar player who's trying to show me, like, licks. I'm going, wait a minute, dude, I'm a right-handed picker. But the guy's really, really good. Anyway, it was fun. The Cars were inducted and several others. It was kind of Dire Straits, a few others. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show. My special guest and co-host today, Lynn Rowe. And I was reading this, some perspective on investing advice, and it was almost like having a conversation with you. Because this individual that wrote this, Ben Carlson, is a really smart dude, young guy, but very, very smart, was talking about the number of questions, financial questions, that comes to mind when people are talking about their investment dollars and their financial plan. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to rattle off some of these. These will sound very familiar to you, because I get these from you all the time.
Okay.
And, of course, I've talked about it, too. What is your time horizon? Very important. If your time horizon, like my pal Cliff, is 4 years, that's a whole different set of recommendations than if it's 40 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of advisors get that wrong. They do a pie chart, and the pie chart's supposed to take care of you whether you're 25, 35, 55, or 75. When will you need to spend money in the future? If it's 4 years, that's a different animal than if it's 14, or if there are some instances where people say, no, I got a pension, I got Social Security, and I don't need any of this money. Who are you saving it for? Do you want to spend more? Can you think of, how about some charitable bequests? Why don't we take care of the charities while you are alive and get a tax benefit rather than leaving money to your charities after you're gone? Doesn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it does.
Makes great sense.
I've done charitable trusts and all that stuff for people to say, you know, I got $500,000 of, quote, extra money, and I want to leave it to my church.
And let's don't leave out the reward of seeing the charity's benefit during your lifetime.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh,
I have my
gosh.
Name on my church's bell tower, you know,
oh,
because
gosh.
Of my donation
just
I made once upon a time.
Just seeing the lives that you've changed.
That's because I'm an egomaniac, and
yeah,
I want to
I
see my name. In
no, print. You're not.
Okay. What's the purpose of the money? I've got a question for everybody. Do you know the purpose of every dollar in your portfolio? What it's designed to do? This is critically important. And why segmenting your portfolio can really help, as opposed to looking at a pretty pie chart with red and green and blue and, ooh, Lynn's favorite color, purple. and you shake it up. But that doesn't give you a purpose. You've got multiple purposes with multiple colors in the color scheme, as opposed to the red money is there to pay me an income to get me into the first 5-10 years of retirement so that I don't have to worry about the color purple or green or chartreuse. And so you want to define the purpose. I challenge you to do this. Put down on a piece of paper all your different assets and where they're from and where how they're located. And then, are they located in the highest and best use? What kind of investments best fit your Roth? Because that's going to depend on, are you going to spend this Roth money? Or are you going to leave it to your great-grandkids or somewhere in between? Current financial situation, appetite for risk, past history with the markets. See, all these people that are making money, I'm making money in the market. And you ask them about what they did in 2008, and most of them lie to you. Well, I got out of the market just before it crashed.
Of course.
Sure. Sure you did. And you got in March the 9th of 2009, didn't you? Yeah, how did you know? Because I'm a genius. Just like you. How much are you willing to lose in this investment? Do you have an investment policy? See, you do this very well. You get people to write down what their financial goals are, whether it's risk management goals or retirement goals. Can you talk about how you go about doing that?
Well, Ray, I mean, you have done a great job of expanding on my two favorite questions when I work with somebody who's about to retire. When and how much? When do you need it and how much do you need? I mean, that's what it really breaks down to. And then we do the analysis of where the investments are and how they tie in, et cetera, like you were saying. But you're right. Writing things down sets the goal for you. You can always change it, but writing it down conveys it to you and your spouse, conveys it to your family, and it's not going to fit nice and neatly into an estate plan document. It's going to be the kind of thing where people start to see if you're unable to fulfill that plan because of a disability or death, they start to see what your thinking was, and they can help implement that. But it also helps you to stay on track.
One of the things that I've always liked about you and others that do this is you have certain rules in place when you're dealing with a client. Rules about, you know, don't try to time your way in and out of the market. Make sure you stay diversified. Rules for when accounts get rebalanced, whether you use a value averaging concept or an automatic rebalancing concept. And in many respects, it's not necessarily the rules that are so important. It's sticking to whatever rules you develop. Mm-hmm. So what are some of those rules that you follow, not from an investment standpoint, but let's talk about your area of expertise, which is on risk management.
Well, the first thing you need to do is look at, again, when and how much, and then what's the portfolio look like, and then what if I become sick? What if my spouse becomes sick? What if my parents become sick? What if her parents or his parents become sick? What do I have in place to protect me from that eventuality? And you notice I say eventuality and most likely probability. That's when you start to look at the portfolio and say, okay, do I have a foundation in place to take care of that? And then do I have a foundation in place to take care of, what if nothing happens, but I just live to a ripe old age and I want to be sure that I'm sure that I'm sure that I've got an income coming in? That's where we look at the investments and say, we match those up to those goals. We match the income stream, like an annuity, a lifetime income annuity to you and your spouse for that foundation of income. We match up whether or not you have long-term care insurance in place, life insurance in place, your parents have something in place, so you can protect yourself and your kids and your grandkids from the possibility or probability that your parents are going to need help.
Do you budget? Do you do a budget with your clients and budget in those expenses for, say, long-term care and so forth?
Right. What we do is we say when and how much is coming in. And then a lot of times we'll find that there's a little bit of excess in there that we can rededicate to solving some of those problems, or we can simply take some of the assets that seem to be surplus and earmark those and put them into programs that can help.
Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. I want my LTC.net. Muddy Waters when we come back. The battle over his estate and your estate plan. What should it look like? Do we even need to worry about estate planning anymore now that the limit's $11.5 million? We'll talk about that. Don't go away.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement.
Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
You say you love me, darling. You know, if you like the blues, then you gotta love Muddy Waters. He's been dead for quite a while now, 35 years. And his estate just got reopened. You know, this whole business of estate planning, I don't know, just pick the artist. They're all, I mean, it doesn't matter. What's his name, Robin Williams? They all have baggage in their estate plan. They've got all the money in the world in many instances and don't do the job correctly. So legendary blues artist, according to Elizabeth Acevedo, Muddy Waters' heirs are in a contentious fight with Waters' former management company over claims to $2 million in royalties. Now, when Muddy was coming up, they weren't making the kind of money that, like, Britney Spears makes, if you know what I mean. But he influenced, like, the Rolling Stones. And that kind of blues just, it just turns me on, man. That's all I can say.
It's timeless.
Yeah. There's a court battle between the management company formed by Waters' former manager and executor of his estate, Scott Cameron, and it's raged on for 3 years. Cameron and Waters met in the late 1970s, and Cameron managed Waters during his late career revival, which obviously must have been about the time the Stones picked up on the Muddy Waters phenomenon. Waters will authorize Cameron, Waters's will, I should say, authorized Cameron through his management company to, quote, handle all of the royalty, copyrights, and license worth connected with Waters songs for as long as there is this type of work to be done. Oh, man. That's like giving somebody a license to steal because they report to no one except themselves.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sure that, you know, I'm not sure of anything. I shouldn't even say that. But everybody's heart was probably in the right place at one time. And I'm not suggesting anything untoward happened here. But the emphasis needs to be on just what Lynn Rowe, my pal here, certified financial planner, said. You got to start with the what ifs. What if all of a sudden this guy Cameron turns into an axe murderer? Or disses your family, or they don't like him anymore. You're not going to give them any rights to change or have someone that breaks the tie in the mix. It's just good planning to do that. I get the fact that he wants somebody that understands the music industry and royalty industry to manage their way through that. But you really, really need to do serious estate planning, even if your estate isn't $2 million or more.
You know, the thing about that that occurs to me, Ray, is that it points back to the fact that the attorney, pardon me, needs to be someone who specializes in this area because, let's face it, divorce attorneys and civil attorneys aren't going to be thinking like this. They're not going to think ahead like this.
Many financial advisors have gotten in the, quote, estate planning business. And estate planning, meaning, you know, they've got these prototype documents and so forth. And that is, in fact, the unauthorized practice of law. And the way they many times get away with it is they've got, you know, an office complex or whatever, and they've got an attorney in one space and a CPA in the other space, and they all are under the same roof, and there's no checks and balances. I do not like that. It may be expedient. It may be efficient. But I don't like it because while they may call themselves independent, many times there's no one that'll ask the really tough questions. And sometimes you got to be willing to walk away from a deal, and most of the people that I know are not unwilling to do that. Anyway, the estate has been reopened. I don't want to get into this. You can read all about it, but I did want to bring this up because you mentioned something a couple of times ago when you were on, about who you name as a trustee of the estate is sometimes very, very critical. I couldn't agree more.
It's tough. It's tough. I mean, let's face it. Parents trust their kids for the most part. Well, you know, Bill's the oldest or, you know, Mary's the sharpest one or whatever it is. And then they'll name one of those kids as the trustee. Do not drive the wedge between your kids. It will ultimately do that. Because the trustee will pay the price of being the one to give out bad news, to hold on to money longer than they think the family thinks they should, to pay the bills, to lose time and energy and frustration over dealing with all of it. Meanwhile, the other kids are sitting there drumming their fingers saying, "What's taking so long? What are you doing? Hurry up, sell the house, get us the money." And it just, or they're second guessing. Why did you sell the house? We could have rented it. You know, it just, don't do that to your kids. Don't.
I have done it now. But when my kids were, you know, much younger, I had my lawyer and my real estate partner, Carlos. Right. You've met Carlos.
Yeah.
As co-trustees right. of our estate. Because what I didn't want is I didn't want the kids fighting over
That's what
money.
I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. Don't
and they all
it.
Do.
Yeah,
they
course.
All do.
Of course.
Because, you know, mom liked you best, and you
yeah.
know, I took care of mom the last 10 years,
yeah.
and I deserve more.
If mom knew what you were doing right now, she'd turn over in her grave. I mean, it just...
And it breaks up families.
It's
so,
merciless.
So what about bank and institutional trustees?
I was a trustee baby. I, you know, I grew up with a trust. I knew the trust
lady. You had a silver
lady.
Spoon in your mouth?
No. Long
so you weren't
story.
Like, you know, the heir to...
We'll spend another show on that. But
okay.
But I, you know, I talked to the trustee on a regular basis, and... Nice lady, but very businesslike. And so when I would ask questions, she would explain things to this youngster who didn't get it as patiently as she possibly could. She'd take time. She'd always take the calls. But at the same time, this is how it's laid out. This is what the document says. Hands are tied. We're going to do it this way. Okay, got it.
I've been on both sides of that in
yep.
my lengthy career. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because... The hands are tied when you go to an institutional trustee and they have these very strict guidelines. Sometimes, the example that comes to mind was an heir of the Coca-Cola estate that came to me many, many years ago. And back in the day, the Coke dividend was like 5 or 6%, and it dropped down, I think, at one point less than 2% because it was a smart business move. You know, rather than pay out a higher dividend, they could use that money to invest back in their business to grow the share price.
Right.
Well, her income, she had a trust that said she gets all of the income
yeah.
that's generated from the trust. It wasn't a NIMCRUT, as they call it,
right.
a net income trust or whatever. It was a NIMCRUT, I should say, where she just got the net income but no capital gains.
Right.
And it wasn't an annuity trust where you get 5%, 5%, 5% every year, regardless of what the share price does.
Now, what a good estate planning attorney will do is they'll build in some flexibility for that trustee to make some judgment calls. I mean, they're not outlandish judgment calls, but they can make judgment calls between, you know, paying for a college education or paying for a trade school or paying for the startup of a business. You know, discretion to give money to go buy a car when they need to have that vehicle to get to and from work. I mean, there's just so many little things that you can build into it. That's why having a good estate planning attorney makes so much sense rather than trying to do it yourself or going to, you know, my friend's divorce attorney who said he'll do it on the cheap.
Okay, you brought up divorce. This
yep.
is a problem because
yeah.
50% of marriages unfortunately end in divorce.
Right.
And the new spouse many times believes they're more entitled to some of the estate than even the children from the prior spouse.
And you know, the other side of that, Ray, is I've had parents who set up estate plans and they were worried about their kids' spouses interfering, for example, in the money going to the grandkids if something happened to their own children. So they had to be very careful about the wording on their trust to protect from those. And ultimately, both of them ended up in divorces. But, you know, that's another example.
Well, it's a very good example. Okay, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner, 877-270-3127. I've got some emails that have come in that I've saved for you. When we get to the email segment, I will definitely get to that. But I want to go back and talk real quick, we've only got a minute left, about Warren Buffett, who says, I would easily choose stocks over bonds. Stocks are not in a bubble. Now, this is something that Buffett says all the time. Mm-hmm. It should give people some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Buffett is more concerned about the bond market than he is about the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
It sounds like it to me, absolutely.
The stock market, these extreme valuations that we keep hearing about, well, with a 7.5% or so decline since the high back in January, seemed to look a little bit, better priced.
Parity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you look out to, 2019 and 2020, if profits stay at this level, the stock market actually could survive all of this. We'll be back.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything, editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. It's been sort of a bluesy day. The Rolling Stones influenced a lot by the music of Muddy Waters. Thank you for that, Curtis. You did a fine job. Before I get to the emails, Warren Buffett said this at his annual meeting not too long ago. Quote, if I had the choice between buying the Standard & Poor's 500 Index or buying the 10-year U.S. Treasury, 30-year U.S. Treasury, it wouldn't take me a nanosecond to go into stocks. Now, this is arguably the best investor in the world, Warren Buffett. Quote, he said this. There's another quote. Oh, yeah. It may be, this is Buffett's quote, it may be because bonds are going to fall a lot. Now, I've talked about this whole bond thing. I'm not that concerned about those that reinvest their dividends in a bond fund, but I will say that you may not make a whole heck of a lot of money for several years. I think I may have shown a chart once upon a time out of the Wall Street Journal where I think the article talked about, oh, you don't have anything to worry about, you know, because if you reinvest the dividends eventually, because the yields keep going up, you'll do just fine. And I looked at the chart, and the chart was flatline to a little lower at first, but then it flatlined for 6-7 years before it started to go up, meaning that you didn't make any money to speak of if interest rates went up every other quarter, a quarter of a percent over, say, a 2 or 3 year period. Now, we've had 6 rate increases, and we're probably en route to 6 more over the next couple of years. Again, I don't make predictions, but we have discussed on this program utilizing bond alternatives, and Buffett's saying if you got a decade, then the stock market is a better place than the bond market. Lynn, you agree?
Absolutely agree. And I've been talking to people about this a lot lately, Ray. If you're going to have something that's going to flatline in your portfolio, there are a lot better ways to rededicate those dollars. For example, and we've talked about this, getting back to things like the long-term care need, if you take it out of the left pocket, put it in the right pocket, and it's worth 3 or 4 times what you put in if you need care, or if it goes back to your family, it goes back more than you put in, or you could get most of that money back if you walked away because you won the lottery. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, it's a win-win-win situation.
I think so.
You should probably pick up the phone and call 877-270-3127 for Ms. Lynn Rowe, a trust baby. We just learned that today. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth.
Not quite. I was in my 20s, but anyway.
I was a distressed baby. okay, hit it, fellas. This is one that I saved for you. Allison writes,
okay.
Will my husband and I still need life insurance after we retire? My agent is trying to talk us into a 702 retirement plan with life insurance. Now, I can answer the 702 part.
Please do.
But many people do need life insurance on into retirement if they have a pension.
Yep.
What are some of the other Social Security?
Well, they have a pension and they didn't take a survivor benefit. That means that they get a huge pay cut. Social Security benefits, if one of you passes, you only get the higher of the two, not both. If you've got that kind of cash flow, it may be that you want to do things for your grandkids and there's cash to do it with. It's not going to impact your retirement plan. I mean, there's just so many reasons that some people do that.
You know, when people have like large IRAs and they want to make a donation to their church or whatever, mm-hmm. you can take the required minimum distribution mm-hmm. and purchase a life insurance policy mm-hmm. and give the tax-free death benefit to your heirs mm-hmm. and donate the IRA, basically tax-free, to the charity. Because if your heirs get the IRA, they got to pay tax on it.
That's right. So
the
it's
life
a great
insurance
strategy.
Policy is not. So
yeah.
there are strategies. But on this 702 business, listen, all 702 in the code covers is the tax accrual benefits of a life insurance policy. And many people claim it's better than a 401k, it's better than a Roth and all that stuff. That is not necessarily true. There are instances where it can be because of some of these ancillary benefits that Lynn talks about with health care, long-term care, and so forth. But what makes it attractive is all the cash value grows on a tax-free basis. And then you can withdraw your basis tax-free, borrow your interest tax-free, and depending on what the assumption you use, I can make it look better than any 401k out there. Mm-hmm. But make sure that you do your homework on this, because it is not, in capital letters, a panacea. For individuals that will have a continuing need for life insurance beyond retirement, then forget calling it a 702. It's not a special plan. It's a cash value life insurance policy. Some have big, huge loads. Some have very low loads. You need a good life insurance person, fixed insurance person like Lynn Rowe, to help you with that.
Another perfect example. I did this for a couple in Arizona. She was totally uninsurable. He was not. And so we were talking about long-term care. We got a linked benefit, meaning life insurance on him, so that if he passed, she would have that death benefit to pay for her care. Or if he needed care, he would have the benefit for the long-term care insurance to pay for his care.
It's all strategy.
Yeah.
George is next. I live in California, but I would like to buy property where I can put 20% down and get a positive cash flow. Well, you can't get that in most areas in California for sure. I've heard you talk about Texas. How would I go about buying there or in a less expensive area? Well, the reason I talk about Texas is my real estate partners live in Austin, Texas. And when you're buying property, a lot of it has to do with management. You hear about location. Mm-hmm. If it's investment property, it's also management.
Yep.
And my partners are in the management of property business. So I wanted to own property very close to the people that were close to the people that were paying my rents, if you know what I mean. So, and I'm not poo-pooing the idea, George. I think it's actually a very good idea. I used to have clients in Houston that bought up a bunch of houses and they're, you know, probably printing money today with the big market recovery, and they locked in really low interest rates. But you're going to have to find a property management company that you trust. I'm not 100% sure I can help you with that. My manager buddy is my age. So I think you want to find somebody a little bit younger that can manage these properties for the next 20 years. I'm out of time. Thank you, Lynn Rowe. I want my LTC.net. Make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
Ooh, ooh. You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.